I think at present there's something like 70,000 using the A&E, and the fact that they're saying 35,000 will be moving to Halifax, that means 35,000 are either going to be what they're going to be classing as an emergency centre or stuck on the Elland bypass trying to get treatment. Moving the emergency services to Halifax just creates a geographical inequity, basically a postcode lottery that means some people will get an easier or a quicker level of care than others, which is just unfair.
Obviously, when you're talking about an emergency, you know, every second is crucial, and for some people, the distance that would be travelled, it simply isn't acceptable, is it?
Absolutely. The amount of emergency people I've actually spoken to, some of the paramedics, ambulance drivers, it's okay when we have the clinical commissioning group saying the care starts as soon as you get in the ambulance. And that's a little bit of a different story when you speak to people actually doing the driving. The ones that are stressed, stuck in traffic on the Elland bypass with somebody who's ill in the back of an ambulance, it must be an awful thing for these guys to have to do on a daily basis. It shouldn't be happening. They should be able to get to get their care easier and quicker than being stuck in traffic on the Elland bypass.
Obviously, when looking at this campaign, a lot of people in the area are signing up. Just in terms of this campaign, how crucial is it, in your opinion?
The campaign is extremely crucial. It's bringing in people from all walks of life, all political groups, all age groups, different races, different colours. It's everybody. We all use the hospital services. And actually, having a campaign where people can get involved, we have petitions on the go with 60,000 names on the online petition, but now's the time to try and get those 60,000 people to the consultations that are being set up to make their voices heard, because this is the information that the clinical commissioning group will hopefully be taking in and listening to. These voices need to be heard, and the campaign group is bringing folk together, which is just a fabulous thing.
And of course, when we're in a position talking about hospitals which are maybe overworked, overstretched, an extra 50% of patients, it's a significant number, isn't it?
It is. I think one of the arguments that they first gave us with this was that both A&E departments are understaffed. But my argument all along was, if you're going to move all the staff into one hospital, if the same amount of people are going to have access to that service, it's still going to be overstaffed. Surely the ratio for patients to consultants will be the same. They will be understaffed. As a result, this is why I mentioned earlier, there's a geographical inequity. They're wanting people not to use the emergency services and hope that they can be treated in the, you know, in the emergency care, which is different. It's for more minor ailments, minor injuries. It's not the instant emergency care that we should be expecting in a town of Huddersfield size. I mean, if these changes go ahead, just bear in mind the whole of Kirklees won't have a fully functioning hospital, and that's just unacceptable.
And just finally then, when we're talking about this campaign for people who maybe aren't aware of the process, just how long is it until a decision will be made?
Well, the consultation is for 14 weeks, which started about a week ago. So we're up into the middle of summer. It's not best time because there's numerous other things going on, like referendums about staying in and out of Europe. So I could be cynical there, thinking that there's, you know, the timing's been put in for that. But also then they'll have to go through the information, so the decision will be made much later on.